Ladies and gentlemen, this is your GCRN Wars Tag Team Wrestling Tournament with your host, Optimus Solo.
Money isn't everything, it's the only thing.
And featuring TV's Mr. Neal.
The whole wrestling world is going to stand up and take notice.
Mike, TFG1 Blanchard.
I love it!
And from Simplistic Reviews, DJ Valentine.
Damn!
And now, let's get ready to podcast.
Hello and welcome back to GeekCast Radio Network's GCRN Wars episode of the Tag Team Tournament Final Four. That's right, we were down to four when we left you guys last time, and it was up to you to decide the final two, the finalists that will head off against each other in the grand finale. I'm not alone, though. We have a myriad of tag team guys here, but I don't know who's on whose team here. So starting off, obviously, I am Optimus Solo. Joining me today, I'm going to call him my tag team partner for the day, Mr. DJ Valentine. Hello.
In the immortal words of another guy whose last name starts with a V.
Hello, ladies.
And we're just going to say that after I was unceremoniously hurt by Edge and Christian a couple weeks ago, I've decided to come back on the heel DJ side to battle the GeekCast Radio's tag team since I was beat up by them, I guess.
Because and good is dumb, that's why.
Yes. So the other tag team we're facing off against is TV's Mr. Neal. Hello.
Hello, Noggers.
And his tag team partner, Mr. TFG1, Mike Blanchard. Hello.
I'm too old for this shit.
That's, so a, all, that's a movie. So, that's a wrestling.
So we all know who would win this tag team matchup.
Murtaugh.
All right. So when we last left you guys, we were down to the final four teams, and those teams were the Harlem Heat, the Dudley Boys, the Legion of Doom, and the Hart Foundation. So just to give you guys a little bit more information. I know you guys were looking for the pass that they had to get here, and I wasn't here last week to share those paths with you. So let's review a little bit. Let's do a little history. So let's start with the one side of the matchup here. We had the Legion of Doom against the Hart Foundation. The Legion of Doom in the first round took out the mighty Quebecers, I believe. Yeah, the Quebecers. Next off, they fought the Red Russians there and took them out as well. They swept the Quebecers 100% vote, beat the Russians with a 94% vote, and then had their toughest matchup of the tournament going against the Outsiders last time and taking out them by a very narrow margin. The Hart Foundation started out taking out Doom from WCW. Then in what was a, in my opinion, probably their toughest matchup, the second round was the Hart Foundation against the New Age Outlaws. That was an interesting one, just a couple votes difference there on that matchup. And then they got the old school matchup going against the Brain Busters last time. DJ, knowing that path now for each team with the Legion of Doom maybe only having to worry too much about the Outsiders, whereas you had the Hart Foundation going against the New Age Outlaws and the Brain Busters the last two rounds, do you think that affects either opponent going into this last matchup that people voted on?
The Hart Foundation had the highest hill to climb. Legion of Doom essentially is cakewalking to the Final Four. And now they're facing the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. So, yeah, I think if the Hart Foundation has gotten this far, they're going to be a formidable team to beat.
All right. Let's also review a little bit of their statistics going into this last matchup. So the Hart Foundation, obviously that is Bret the Hitman Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart, debuted in 1985. They lasted about 6 years in the WWF. They had two tag team title reigns for 483 days, so almost a year and a half. The highest or the lowest ranking they got, they were ranked by all five of the people that we were looking at. Bleacher Report had them at 13. Den of Geek had them at 7. New Arena at 4, Sports Illustrated and Ranker both had them at 3. So makes sense that they're here in our final four where three of those rankers had them in the third or the fourth spot. Now, Legion of Doom, obviously that is Road Warrior Hawk and Road Warrior Animal, debuted 2 years earlier than the Hart Foundation in 1983. I guess you could say that they were around for the better part of almost 30 years off and on. Obviously much stronger in those first 10. They had two WWE tag title reigns for 213 days, one WCW tag title reign for 155 days. Our members of the WWE Hall of Fame were ranked fourth by Ranker and were ranked first by New Arena, Bleacher Report, Den of Geek, and Sports Illustrated. So obviously it makes sense that they're in our final four as well. TV's Mr. Neil, given that, I know I already have the tally, so we can't affect the vote at all. Who do you think is the rightful winner of this matchup?
I got to go with the Hart Foundation. They're the best. I mean, I know everyone says, you know, Brett's single career is where it's at, but you know what? Brett was still good in the tag team days. He was excellent back then. He was excellent always. And the only way I can see him losing, you know, he could be the tag team champions by himself. I mean, he doesn't even need you. The only way I can see him losing if that lion cheating brother Owen comes out and kicks his leg out of his leg. And then Master Fuji throws some salt in his eyes. That's the only way it's going to happen.
DJ, I'm going to get to you, Mike, in a second. But DJ, if the Legion of Doom has, you know, their manager and their at one point third member along with them, and if the Hart Foundation has, I don't know, let's say Owen Hart, or hey, can we throw in Jimmy Hart? I don't know.
Jimmy Hart, guys, come on.
But if they have their extended team together, does that make a difference or not for either group?
I think Jimmy Hart is one of the, we're going to talk about top, if we had a manager's tournament, he'd be top three by himself. So for me anyway, because I love Jimmy Hart. Yeah, so if you're going to put those in, I still think the Hart Foundation has the advantage for the simple fact that Jimmy Hart's awesome. And then we're not even counting Owen Hart, who went from, you know, I'm on your side, then I'm a traitor kind of thing. That whole stable, the Hart stable, is just perfection personified.
Mr. TFG1 Mike, if they're allowed to wear their ring get up to the match, so we have the Hart Foundation wearing their pink tights, and we have the Legion of Doom wearing football shoulder pads with spikes on them.
Dangerous.
Does that give the Legion of Doom an advantage?
No, because real men wear pink. Don't you know this?
All right.
You poke your eye out, kid. You poke your eye.
Let's get to the tally here. Let's go to the votes and see what happened here. First, on Twitter had a one vote lead for Legion of Doom.
Wow.
The website had a 3-vote lead for the Hart Foundation.
Okay.
And the Facebook voters gave 3 more votes to the Hart Foundation as well. That's a 60% to 40% win for Brett, the Hitman Hart.
Yeah.
And the late, great Jim. The Anvil Neidhart.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Of course.
So hey, upsetting man. The number one seed, the number 5 seed, Hart Foundation, makes it to the end of that side of the bracket. That means the number 5 seed got past. They didn't have to beat them, but they outlasted the Road Warriors, the Rock and Roll Express, the Outsiders, and Demolition. Those would have been the top-ranked teams on that side of the bracket.
It's not that hard to pass up the Rock and Roll Express.
I mean, they had a good run back in their day. They also outlasted fan favorites, the Head Shrinkers. Let's not forget about them. and the New Age Outlaws. All right, let's shift over to the other side. Let's get the pass to this point here. So, on the other side, we have the Dudley Boys. Took out with a 100% vote their ECW foes Public Enemy in round one.
Oh, Public Enemy, not the rap group.
Right. In the second round, they took it to the Racist Fabulous Freebirds with an 86% win.
Thank God.
And obviously their toughest matchup was last round when they narrowly got past the Hardy Boys. So that was their path to the final four. Harlem Heat. This is a crazy path for Harlem Heat.
Is.
All right, first round, Harlem Heat take out one of the greatest old school tag teams ever, the Wild Samoans, with an 87% win over them. Then, the upset of the tournament, Harlem Heat takes out Edge and Christian, the number 2 seed, with almost an 80% win over Edge and Christian. It didn't get any easier after that because the Harlem Heat in last week's matchup had to fight Undertaker and Kane, the Brothers of Destruction. They might have been seeded 23, but that's still a formidable tag team. And that is how Harlem Heat has ended up in the Final Four. Let's go to the scorecard, the baseball cards, I guess you could say, for the Dudley Boys and Harlem Heat. Dudley Boys, obviously made up of Bubba Ray and Devon, debuted in 1996 and have been around off and on since then. 9 WWE tag title reigns for 302 days. 1 WCW tag title reign for 26 days. 8 ECW title reigns for 291 days. WWE Hall of Fame inductees. They were ranked 9th on Bleacher Report's list, 5th on Sports Illustrated, 4th on Ranker, 3rd on New Arena, and 3rd in Den of Geek. So again, 3 ranks in the top 4 makes sense that they're here. Harlem Heat, made up of Booker T and Stevie Ray, debuted in 1989, went all the way to about the year 2000. So good 10-11 year run. 10 WCW tag title reigns for 470 days. Rankings not as favorable for these guys. 37 for Ranker, 36 for Bleacher Report, 18 for New Arena, 17 for Sports Illustrated, and 12 for Den of Geek. So nobody had them in the top 10. DJ, how should this have played out?
I mean, the Harlem Heat is what we call in the tournament game a bracket buster, because nobody, including I thought that they would get this far. And even with their skills, it could be well said. I mean, beating Edge is Edge and Christian is crazy, but I mean the versatility of the Dudley Boys, the lineage, the tables, the ladders, the chairs. Oh my! There's no way they're getting past Dudleyville. I think the reign of Harlem Heat is about to cool off. Yes, I'm using cliches.
TV's Mr. Neal, Harlem Heat, the last remaining tag team representative, technically, of WCW. Do they have a chance, or are the ECW or WWE, whichever way you want to go, Dudley Boys, going to march right into the finals?
I got to tell you, if anyone can match Brett, it's got to be Booker T. Booker T, I believe at one time I read that he was the most decorated wrestler in the WWE at one time. He's had so many championships, not just the 5-time WCW champion, but also yeah, all those tag titles. He's been TV champ, US champ. He's held everything in WCW, and he came in WWE and won more. Oh, God. Yeah, he's great. But, God, those damn Dudleys. You know, the Dudleys are amazing. Dudleys have won titles everywhere. I'm sure someone tried to resurrect AWA so they could win those tag titles too. They probably could have. Geez, this is a tough one, but I think it's going to be the Dudleys.
TFG and Mike, you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the Dudleys. As much as I enjoyed having Harlem Heat and get as far as they did here, I mean, the only thing the Dudleys have against them, and it's not about them that it's against, it's more Vince and his stupidity. They didn't get that 10th championship when they made the comeback a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That made me so mad. So, but it's one of those things where look at everything they've done. Look at all of the extreme stuff they've done. As cool as Booker T is and as many championships as he's won, he can't fight with tables, ladders, and chairs as well as these guys can.
Is there a more satisfying move than a Dudley Death Drop? I mean, that's amazing.
Maybe we should have set the parameters of this match, whether tables, ladders, and chairs were allowed or not. as we talked about before, the two most decorated tag teams, I believe, I haven't done the exact research, but my guess is the two most decorated tag teams in the whole tournament were Legion of Doom and the Dudley Boys. Let's go to the polls and see what happened here. On the website, winner at the website by a 1-vote margin would have been Harlem Heat.
Oh, shit.
Where is Booker T coming from?
Winners on Twitter by 2 votes. Oh, the Dudley God. Boys.
Okay.
So that's 2-vote margin for Dudley Boys on Twitter, 1-vote margin on the website for Harlem Heat.
It's like election night.
Recount.
So that's a 1-vote difference there. Facebook. All comes down to Facebook.
Goddamn Zuckerberg.
A 5-vote win on Facebook for the Dudley Boys. So that makes it a 61% win overall for the Dudley Boys. Facebook coming in hot and heavy for the Dudley Boys, giving them the spot on this side of the bracket in the finals. So that means the Dudley Boys have outlasted the likes of Edge and Christian, the British Bulldogs, Midnight Express, the Natural Disasters, the Steiner Brothers, Harlem Heat, and the Hardy Boys to represent this half of the bracket. DJ, we'll give you first thoughts. The finals then is Heart Foundation against the Dudley Boys.
I mean, I'm sorry, Harlem Heat, that carriage has to turn into a pumpkin at some point. But boy, oh boy, boy, oh boy, this is kind of what I thought was going to happen at the beginning. I really wanted the Dudley Boys to get to the finals. I kind of wanted them to go against the outsiders. But how do you pick this? This is the only thing I would say that gives the Heart Foundation an advantage is that when the two are separated, Bret Hart by himself, again, is one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I don't know that should even factor in a tag team, if a tag team is better than the other. I don't know. I want to go Dudley Boys because, again, 3D, 3D, 3D. You can't. What is a combo move that the Heart Foundation has? I don't think there is one. There's a sharpshooter.
The heart attack.
Heart attack? Would you put it up against a Dudley death drop? I don't know.
Here's the question. What are the rules of the match? Because obviously if this is an extreme rules, no DQ, tables.
They don't need chairs, a table. A Dudley death drop like catch you on a ring, you'll still F you up.
No, I'm saying, but if those are the matches, then obviously that very much sways things in the sides of the Dudley Boys. If this is a straight up traditional, no extra rules, just regular matchup, does that, Neil, give the advantage to the Heart Foundation?
If Brett can kick out of the perfect plex, he can kick out of the 3D. Brett will find the way.
How the hell is he gonna kick out of a 3D?
He does these things. I don't know.
It's the ultimate screw job, is what it is.
Yeah, you would need a screw job. You would need Dave and Earl Hebner to come down ringside and both call for the bell.
Money
twin
in the back
magic.
Pocket.
Twin magic. Mike, sometimes, Mike, the difference in a tag team match ends up with who is in the ring against who, because you never know. Maybe one person's unconscious outside the ring, or you know, somebody's getting tied up. So if we were to look at the individuals in this matchup, we have Bret Hart, we have Jim the Anvil Neidhart, Bubba Ray Dudley, and Devon Dudley. Who is the weakest link out of those four? It's clearly not Bret Hart.
No, he's
I would almost sadly have to say Jim.
You think Jim the Anvil?
I mean,
which is the weaker of the two Dudley Boys?
See, that's the thing.
But Devon is brutal, man.
They both have their strengths. They both have different sets. That's what makes the Dudley Boys the Dudley Boys is Bubba Ray brings certain things, Devon brings certain things, and they can both kick ass for a long period of time. I don't think.
They take a lot of punishment.
Exactly. I don't think, even if you, even if you gave the Heart Foundation Hacksaw Jim Duggany and a hacksaw in there, the Dudleys would still come out as the winners.
Excellent, Jim Duggan making a mention here. That was a surprise. Any other thoughts, DJ, Mr. Neil, Mike? How are we breaking this down, and what is your final vote, and what do you want the people to vote for?
Do you think Bubba Ray would tap out to the sharpshooter?
No.
I think he'd just pass out. I think he would just...
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of brutality, I don't think the Heart Foundation has fought an opponent as brutal as the Dudleys, man. I mean, they fought a lot of people. I'm not, crapping on the Heart Foundation, but the Dudleys are brutal. they headbutt you in the balls with their own head. I mean, these guys are crazy. And little Buzz brothers probably run around there, spike somewhere. So yeah, I'm gonna lean Dudley's. I know it's sacrilege because everybody's just got the Bret Hart blinders on, but as an effective tag team, I think the Dudley's are like a fine-tuned machine.
This is again why I said last week, and why I've said in various comments on the posts and on Facebook and wherever. I wanted the final. The Dudleys and Hardy should have been on opposite ends of the bracket, so that's what the finals could have been. Because that would have been a finals match that we really wouldn't be able to decide, because both teams are so extreme that you know, there really would be no, like, you would have to really come to figure out what exactly would be something that either team couldn't deal with. And with the Dudleys versus the Hart Foundation, you're talking about two legacy teams. You're talking about one big legacy person in Brett, and from two different, basically, generations of wrestling. Like, the Hart Foundation were the earlier generation, the Dudley boys were the later generation kind of thing. And I mean it's almost like Gen Xers versus millennials. It's, man, one of those things where, unless you have the stipulations of, you know, get the tables, I mean, hell, they would get the tables even in
anyway.
A
it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Dudleys are going to win regardless. Even if they lose the match, they're going to win, because if they get counted out, guess what?
They're going to get the tables.
And Hart is not. He's going to be leaving on a stretcher. Guaranteed. Hart is leaving one way on a stretcher.
So here's how I'm going to give you guys one more chance to give your final vote and on the record and whatnot. But I want to preview this this tag team pay-per-view that's happening next week, because, you know, we've had all these different matchups, and there were some dream matchups we missed out on getting to see. But guess what? That's all corrected in the pay-per-view. You're not voting on any of these matchups, guys, but when you tune in, imagine this would be what you would see. All right, the first match of the night, we would have the Nasty Boys against Public Enemy. The second matchup of the night, we're going to give you the two dark horse crowd favorites. We're going to go with the Head Shrinkers against the Bushwhackers in match number two of the night. How about another matchup? Another matchup we didn't get to see in the tournament that we almost got to see. How about Demolition against the Legion of Doom? Let's see who ripped off who there, and let's have those guys, yes, in the squared circle. Let's also get a matchup between Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys. That just seems like that should have happened, but we didn't get a chance to see that. And then leading up another maybe bathroom break, I think this would be pretty exciting. How about the Rockers against the New Age Outlaws? That might be a fun one to see.
Interesting.
And then just for old classic's sake, how about Money Inc.? This is going to be a triple, like a three-way tag team match. We're going to put Money Inc. in there against the Steiner Brothers and the British Bulldogs. Let's just get that going.
Got my money on money right there.
To all lead up to this Hart Foundation Dudley Boys finale. TV's Mr. Neal, final thoughts and vote on Hart Foundation and Dudley's.
The winners and new GCRN tag team champions, Hart Foundation.
What?
Throwing it hard. He's been loyal to the Hart Foundation from get-go. So he's staying loyal. I like it. TFG Mike, what is your vote?
It has to be the Dudleys. It just has to be. I'm sorry. The Hart Foundation can't, you know, get out of how extreme the Dudleys are. There's no double sharpshooter count out here.
DJ, overall thoughts on the whole bracket, the surprises, the heartbreaks, the dark horses. What do you think of this whole madness?
I really wanted Edge and Christian versus the Dudleys. That was my dream matchup, because those guys, that screams an entertaining match. But you're going to get some entertainment here. It's just the Dudleys are so it's like a Tasmanian devil versus a Lamborghini. Okay, the Lamborghini is a well-oiled machine, but the Tasmanian devil is so destructive. It doesn't care if it hurts itself while it's hurting you. So yes, I got my money on the Dudleys, man. But again, people love Bret Hart so much, they're going to ignore deficiencies of Jim Danvil Neidhart and skip on over the fact that D-Von and Bubba can both hold their own.
Go ahead, Neil.
Bret Hart is like Bugs Bunny at the wheel of that Lamborghini. Don't forget that.
I mean, the love of Undertaker did have the Brothers of Destruction make it into the Elite Eight. And I guess there was no love for Shawn Michaels, because the Rockers were ousted immediately. But another question that I want to ask you guys, and this is going to kind of start getting people's appetite, I guess, wet for the top 100 wrestlers countdown. Because I guarantee you one thing that's going to come up over the course of that countdown is how you rank individual members that were more so always members of tag teams. So when we're looking at all these classic tag teams like the Legion of Doom and the Dudleys and the Steiners, et cetera, DJ, are there very many people that we talked about in this tournament outside of the obvious that we just talked about, Bret the Hitman Hart and Undertaker and Shawn Michaels? how many of these guys that were involved in just like more so tag teams deserve a spot amongst the top 100 wrestlers of all time?
Oh man, well, you got Edge. I think Edge probably does.
Do you have a Booker T making it as the only member
Booker,
of Harlem?
Booker T, of course. He's the five-time champion, so sure.
What about the Dudleys? We have them here in the finals. Do either one of those make it as a single person in the top 100?
I think they work better together. They are dangerous apart, but they are meant to be as a tag. They're built as a tag team. They are meant to be a tag team. But like you're saying, Shawn Michaels, I think, didn't really pop on my radar until he did that kick from Hurt Around the World when he threw Marty Jannetty through a freaking window. So I didn't really know about Shawn Michaels. I was like, oh, this guy's cool. You know, me with the heels. And the same thing with Bret the Hitman Hart. I mean, Bret the Hitman Hart is probably the only one that can do both, because I loved him with the Hart Foundation, and I loved him singularly. I didn't give a crap about Shawn Michaels until he, you know, kicked Marty Jannetty in the face. And Edge, I think, was one of those wrestlers I would put up there just for some fact that I didn't think it was going to work with Edge. I was like, oh, this is going to be stupid. And at the end, I was like, well, you know what? Edge is pretty cool. So, yeah. And with the mic skills, the guy can hold his own with all of them. I mean, underrated mic skills. So, yeah, I would put it by Booker T. Booker T's mic skills grew. He got better as when he got to King Booker. And all that stuff, that was when it was, and he was working with that angle with Stone Cold in the grocery store. That stuff was when Booker kind of clicked for me. It took a while, but Edge from the Jump Street when he was a heel was working perfectly. So I'm going to go with Edge of all
the people. All right. TV's Mr. Neal, we'll look at shine the spotlight on a couple of these classic teams. Is this the last we hear of them, even going forward to the top 100? We won't hear about these guys, or maybe we will. The Legion of Doom, do either one of those guys make the top 100? Demolition, you could look at the Rock and Roll Express. You could look at the Brainbusters. How about the Steiner Brothers, the Hardy Boys, Midnight Express, the British Bulldogs?
The only express you should be looking at right now is the USA Cartoon Express.
No. Oh, yeah. That's not wrestling.
Wrong.
But TV's Mr. Neal, do any of those guys have a chance to be mentioned in our top 100?
Oh, yeah, lots of them. Certainly Scott Steiner, Booker T, both Hardys. Nash. Yeah, Hall and Nash. They're both up there in top 100. Sean. You know, there's like top 100 guys all over this. I'm kind of blanking on most of them. I would even throw in the Dudleys individually. They're both really good.
You have Ted DiBiase from Money Inc. I would give Arn Anderson a good shot of being in there.
Oh, absolutely.
He made it on a couple of those different teams. He didn't get to face himself.
Oh, well, we were skipping over Undertaker, but I mean,
yeah.
We already talked about him. Like, I mean, that's a no-brainer, though. Yeah,
what about one of the New Age Outlaws? Do either one of the New Age Outlaws have enough to make it?
Billy
in the top?
Gunn? I put Billy Gunn over Road Dogg.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big Road Dogg fan.
What about the British Bulldog by himself?
Sure. you mentioned him. He's like, well, Undertaker's over here. Shawn Michaels is over here. I put like the British Bulldog in the same class as those guys. I mean, the top 100 is a long list, so sure. Yeah.
He can get last one, I'll ask about it. Earthquake.
Of course.
Of course.
But you know, the sleeper in here is actually Barry Darso, because he's like this chameleon. Yeah, Repo Man. He was Demolition Smash. He's been all over the place. He's never really had like the best gimmick, but he's always been around. He's always been kind of this everyman wrestler. He's always been like king of the mid card. You know, he should be in the top 100. I don't remember if I voted for him. Probably not, but he should be in there.
Inside baseball, because I just finished my top 100. He was in like the group of like 30 people that I was trying to decide for like the final five spots. So I won't tell you if
he's the most skilled technical wrestler of all. Because I mean, when it comes to like Earthquake, he's not a lot of skill. He's a big dude. And who's the most skilled out of the tag teams that could be in the 100? Because I mean, Bret Hart, of course, Shawn Michaels. If you get past them, who are you going with?
Ooh, for a technical wrestler?
Technical wrestler, yeah.
Would you put Edge in there?
DiBiase? I was thinking DiBiase.
I could see that.
I guess. I mean, Undertaker, of course, but he kind of slowed up when he was doing, you know, the American Badass.
Well, I mean, both Hardy Boys on their own could make an argument for it, but not as high as like the likes of Bret Hart or Shawn Michaels. Obviously.
Right. Who can do shut down a show? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I think Edge could shut down a show. Booker T could shut down a show.
The only way Booker T shuts down a show is if Stone Cold is helping him.
Because I mean, I can watch him and Stone Cold fight all day.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think they're technical wrestlers, but if you're talking about carrying a show, Scott Hall or Kevin Nash both could carry a show. They're not technical wrestlers.
They're just lumbering. They're not doing like wrestling moves. They're entertaining.
They'd be in there with Undertaker and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, you put Kevin Nash in his Super Shredder suit, and he's not going to be able to stop.
I mean, nobody's talking. And nobody wants to talk about Jacques or Pierre, but no, just kidding. All right, so if I remember the voting right, Mike and DJ, you were saying for people to vote for the Dudleys. TV's Mr. Neil, you were saying Hart Foundation.
Yes.
But now we turn it over to the people. You have Twitter, you have Facebook, you have the website. Who, me?
You.
Yeah, for me it would be Dudley Boys in a Runaway. I had the Legion of Doom. I had Legion of Doom beating Hart Foundation.
In my
ballot. I'm surprised Legion of Doom didn't make it to the finals, but I would vote for Dudley's. Because I think the Hart Foundation is fine as long as Brett's in the ring, but I think if Jim gets in the ring and somehow somebody gets Brett outside and does something to him, I don't think Jim can fight off the tag team antics of the Dudley Boys. So I'd like the Hart Foundation. I just don't see them winning the match against the Dudley Boys. So Facebook, Twitter, and GeekCastRadio.com are the three options you have to vote, or if you feel alterly important, you can go vote in all three of them, I guess. If you want to yell at me still about Degeneration X, you can do that by tweeting at Optimus Solo. Keep X-Pac, on bringing
H. X-Pac.
If you'd like to talk to any of these other guys and get more of their opinions on wrestling or try to influence their final top 100 list, DJ, how can people get in touch with you?
At Trying to Be DJV on Twitter, and you can find our show's handle on Twitter as at Simple Tweeters.
Mike Blanchard, how can people get in hold of you?
At TFG on Mike on Twitter. Also visit GeekCastRadio.com.
And TV's Mr. Neil.
At Neil Sama on Twitter and DeCN.com.
All right, guys, you only have a few days to vote on this, so make sure you get out and vote often and vote now and don't hesitate and all that other junk. That's it for this week. Next week, we crown our winners of the GCRN Wars Tag Team Tournament.
Decian, the superhero webcomic. Decian's got superhero antics and sexy girls. For action, drama, mayhem, and more, read it now at Decian.com. DASIEN.com. And for the new Decian podcast, go to patreon.com/Decian.
Hey, Latino Heat never got on here because Eddie Guerrero will probably be another one that's probably going to be one of the greatest technical wrestlers of all time.
Greatest technical cheaters of all time, you mean?
Well, Eddie Guerrero was a badass, man.
I know he was.
I was watching tag team Ranker had in the 16th spot a team called Los Guerreros. Was that Eddie Guerrero?
I think that might have been. Yeah. That
and Chavo.
I was watching Glow Season 2 and Chavo Guerrero shows up and I was like, holy shit, that's Chavo Guerrero. And they do like a match. I was like, fucking Chavo still got it.
There's a team on here called the Fabulous Kangaroos that got a vote. I don't know who that consists of, but Strikeforce, I do know them. They didn't get involved either. I'm looking at all the teams that didn't quite make it, but
American Males.
The Soul Patrol. Oh, Los Guerreros twice. Three times mentioned, but four times mentioned. Five times mentioned.
Yeah, man. Eddie Guerrero, bro.
But they were all like post 20s. There was one that was 16 and all the rest
I
like
dropped
20,
the 20. Russians for Eddie Guerrero and Chavo Guerrero, man.
What a Public Enemy could have been dropped.
Or Public Nasty Boys.
I got the Hollywood Blondes we could have got with Steve Austin, I believe.
Oh, yeah. That's when he had the crazy hair. It was Stunning Steve Austin, wasn't he?
Right. Nobody made complaints about the Mega Powers not being in there, but...
Well, yeah, they were only a little time.
Yeah, yeah. They were rated number
one. Hogan, I can always beat you, don't you know?
The only team in the top. No, there was two teams that were ranked in one of the group's top 10 that I left off. Mega Powers was number one on Ranker's list, and they weren't in anybody else's list. And then the Funks were number 9 on the Bleacher Report. Funks.
I believe I said this before, but the only reason Mega Powers were put together was specifically to be. To
right.
Tear them apart.
Absolutely.
They wanted that rivalry because that was dope.
Basically,
look at that. Miss Elizabeth. Don't think I see you.
Bonesaw is ready.
Oh, God.
So, lust in your eyes.
Your mustache is crooked. Your beard's a little sideways.
God, I am so disillusioned with WWE right now. Crown Jewel was a fucking nightmare.
Shouldn't have happened.
God, I said I wasn't going to watch it because we're not covering it on Mayhem Mics, but I just kind of like fast forwarded through it on the network, and I'm like, I don't care about any of this because none of it has any consequence.
You got to remember, at the end of the day, no matter how much they charity they do, it's always about the money. No matter what happens. There was like, hey, we kill people. Oh, but we'll give you $7 billion. And we want Hulk Hogan to be the guy that starts up. We'll give you
Hulk
$8
Hogan must pose.
Whatever the hell the money goes, man.
I mean, he would have been better off doing Suburban Commando 2 right about now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it wasn't the best pay-per-view, that's for sure.
No. There are some of the ones that are not like WrestleMania, Survivor Series, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam. There are some of the ones throughout the years and the last 3 years that we've done the podcast for Mayhem Mics. I'm like, how is this a 4-hour show? Like, some of these pay-per-views are just...
Yeah, they just should have. They should have never gone to more than like 4 or 6 pay-per-views a month. That's when that really
It kind of made sense when it was Team Raw, Team SmackDown, like exclusive pay-per-views per brand. But at this point, since they're not doing that anymore,
it used to be cool because you had like 3 months of lead up, like 3 months of like hype to get to something. Now you get like 1 week, and it's like, oh, I'm supposed to care about this? I don't know about that.
The only reason they did that was because of WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that and expanding the Monday night from like 1 hour to 2 hours to 3 hours to 700 hours. That was...
Did you guys see the news article? Finally, USA and whoever else is basically clamping down on them. No more 11:07 Eastern time PM ending time. They're like, you end at 11 or else, bitch. I'm like, finally, it only took them 25 years.
What do you guys think about, because I was off wrestling for a very long time. And the thing that got me involved was I saw some spot with this wrestler named Becky Lynch, and she's fucking awesome.
She's really good.
She's like out of a fucking movie awesome.
Yeah, she's like straight out of Game of Thrones, I swear to
God. I'm like, yo, this chick is going to fuck you up. And she was talking shit about Ronda Rousey, I think I saw a clip. And I was like, yo, she called her on her shit.
The sad thing is the Evolution was better than the Crown Jewel.
That's what I kept hearing. I kept hearing Evolution was awesome.
The thing about it is the Crown Jewel was basically Flash Show WWE. Evolution was basically the NXT producers because they had the music there. They had this, they had that. And the one thing I noticed about it, the reason why I noticed the difference besides the fact of they had the lead off music and live music there, was Evolution was so, the arena was so much darker than it usually is, because when you're at Raw, when you're at any of the other pay-per-views, the lights are everywhere. You can see almost every single audience member, even the nosebleed section people. And it's like, at Evolution, they're like, nope, we're just going to keep it nice and dark. You're going to focus on the match, and that's what you should be focusing on. And that's what it is.
That's what the way it used to be.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so pissed off that there's NXT, because I graduated Full Sail right about the time they started shooting there. It's like, fuck. Why couldn't they be there when I was going to school there? It's like right when I left, I was like, hey, we're bringing NXT. We're shooting everything. It's like, fuck, man.
You would think they would have learned their lesson now as far as doing pay-per-views where you have like a tournament, because it's just really hard to get excited when you see the same people wrestle over and over and over again, like in Crown Jewel.
Like, okay, so we covered the first May, Ryan and I covered the first Mae Young tournament. I completely forgot to watch it this year. And I'm like, oh, right, the Mae Young tournament finals are at Evolution. Whoops. Okay, then. I don't know. It just, there's a lot of it that, and it's not just because I do it to do the podcast part of it, but it's like, there's a lot of it where the last month and a half of Raw and SmackDown, I think I've watched more SmackDown than I have Raw, because even on Hulu has an hour and a half of the 3 hours. They cut it down. Even with an hour and a half, I'm like, skip, skip, don't care, skip, get me to the end of the show. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm absolutely heartbroken, and I hope he kicks its ass with Roman and the leukemia. But the whole point why I was even still watching was the Shield. That was really the whole point why I was still watching Raw half of the time, because the rest of it just, I don't know. I'm just like, maybe it's time for me to jump off again.
Well, start watching the classics with me.
Well, yeah.
So, all right, guys, next week we'll crown a winner. It should be a very fast record.
And yep.
Cool. Wrap it up and set the stage for the top 100.
All right, cool. Neil, I guess do your magic.
I will.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right. See you guys later.
Later. Bye. Bye.